Welcome to Around the House for your legislative update with the Indiana House Republican Caucus. This year, House Republicans passed many new laws protecting Hoosier children. One new law expands silver alerts to include missing children with mental or physical disabilities in order to help locate them more quickly. State Representative Sharon Nagel of Attica says silver alerts are already issued by law enforcement and voluntarily broadcast on news stations when an adult with disabilities wanders from caregivers and is unlikely to return home without assistance.
Before this law, there was no emergency alert system covering missing children with disabilities. To ensure the public is notified in a timely manner, children with disabilities will be included in the Silver Alert system. Our goal is to bring more missing children home quickly and safely.
Indiana's current emergency alert system for abducted children, also known as an Amber Alert, does not apply to children who leave their home, school, or care facility of their own free will. This law ensures children with disabilities who do wander are included under the more appropriate Silver Alert. According to the Department of Child Services, nationally, 56% of children in foster care graduate from high school and only 3% graduate from college. To help foster care students succeed in Indiana, State Representative Dale Devon of Granger says a new law tasks the Department of Education, the Department of Child Services, and the State Board of Education with preparing an annual report on the educational outcomes of students in foster care.
We have an obligation to ensure our foster kids receive the support needed to succeed in the academic careers. Students going through difficult situations need extra help to make sure they don't slip through the cracks of our education system.
The departments will also be working to develop tools to better support foster children through their education. Another new law recently went into effect allowing fire departments staffed 24/7 to install life-saving newborn safety devices known as baby boxes. These boxes provide a safe and anonymous option for parents to surrender their newborn in the first 30 days of life without facing criminal charges for neglect as long as the child is unharmed. State Representative Bob Baining of Indianapolis says this law has already saved a life in his community.
The very first day the bill became effective. A child was saved in Decatur Township. The mother surrendered her child to the fire department. In the near future, we'll have safe haven boxes in Decatur Township, which will allow citizens in the community to, if they choose to give up their child, to have a safe place to place the child and make sure the child is safely taken care of and anonymously.
For more information on any of these laws, visit iga.in.gov. This has been Around the House with your legislative update from the Indiana House Republican Caucus.